Thanks for allowing me a few minutes to speak. I have struggled with this all weekend, whether I should say something about this current matter being brought forth tonight or be silent. It is unfortunate that as a community member, I have to be afraid to say something because of the effect on my business. But what happens when you speak up about something and don't share the same opinion as some that start the conversation is you're ridiculed and blocked out. I said, Jackson, just let it go and leave the drama. But frankly, I have been silent and I'm tired of being silent, and I'll take my chances. I have only been a member of this community for 9 years, but I love this town. I am also extremely sad to see where we have gone in the previous months. First, we were all stressed out because of the COVID. We were all sent to our corners and told not to come out. That has put a lot of strain on the community, the businesses, and our personal selves. Then we have what's going on in the lower 48, and I am disappointed. But we have got to come together as a community, stop trying to bring the lower 48 mess here, and have the courtesy to listen to all opinions if we're going to pull out of this mess and come out on top. Dividing ourselves will only make the matter harder to achieve. I was reading an interview with George Stephanopoulos that he had with Ben Carson on June 14th. And Stephanopoulos asked Carson if it was appropriate for Trump to hold an acceptance speech in August in Jacksonville, Florida, because 60 years ago on that day, the KKK attacked some mostly African-American civil rights protesters. Carson responded by saying, "We've reached a point in our society where we dissect everything and try to ascribe some nefarious notion to it." He said, "We really need to move away from that. We need to move away from being offended by everything, of going through history and looking at everything, of renaming it. It really gets to a point of being ridiculous." And he said, "We're going to have to grow up as a society." And earlier in the conversation, he had said that the US can only be destroyed if Americans destroy ourselves. We have got to stop putting everything in the arena of combat. Let's see if we can find a way to work together, because if we don't, we're doomed, he said. Now, I will say I'm far more concerned about the impact of drug addiction and abuse in our community and not the issue of racism or ethnicity. So in closing, I just want to say that Rangel has always been a leader in being different than the lower 48, and today should be no different. Thanks.
Jennifer, thank you so much for your comments. Next on the list is Lupe Rogers.
Hi, I'm here. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, Lupe.
Oh, you know, everybody said just about what I thought. So basically, I think it's great. The police chief wants to interact more with the community, which I think is a good positive thing. You know, because they're people, cops are people just like everyone else, and they have lives and families. And I've never had any racism on, you know, on me from the policemen. You know, there's racism everywhere. It's always going to be around it. You just have to hold your head high and not care. And I think, you know, when people, if they're complaining about racism or have problems with the policemen, I think body cams are the answer, because it kind of shows everything. It protects the officers and the public. Why not? So I think that the new police chief has great ideas, and I'm looking forward to seeing these played out. And I think it's a real positive effect on the community. And I think we're a great community, and I hope we stay that way. Thank you.
Thanks, Lupe. Chief, do you want to talk a little bit about the research you're doing on body cams right now for our department?
Yeah, I've been in contact, and we're doing research right now with body cameras, and we're probably going to probably be rolling some example of body cameras out here shortly. For use to see if we want to go with them, number one, and number two, how we would use them. I just want to say for the assembly members that are here, obviously it's an added cost that I don't take lightly, but I think it's an added cost that is needed for that transparency. And I think it goes well with the police committee that I was committee that I was kind of proposing or bringing up earlier. I think it's something that we have to evolve into, and it's something that we've looked at, and we're looking at it now to try to go to that. Petersburg has in the same thing. They are going to body cam, so it's something that we're evolving into now as we speak.
Thanks, Chief. I also wanted to backtrack a little bit to Jennifer Jackson's comments about being more concerned about drug addiction and abuse in the community. Could you just briefly relay what the PD was involved in over the weekend?
Yeah, over the weekend, we worked with partners in our Department of Corrections and Petersburg PD, and we arrested two individuals out at the airport here. They were attempting to flee the state, so to speak, and they had outstanding narcotics warrants, and they were taken in custody by our officers out at the airport without incident, and it was handled professionally. No one got hurt. And so it was nice to develop those relationships and work with those other departments and kind of show people we are open for business and moving forward.
Thanks. Then next person on the list is Vivian Faith Prescott. She's got, it looks like, three questions she'd like to ask. I don't, Kim, do you see Vivian on the line?
I see several phone numbers that I don't know. Perhaps you could read her questions.
Certainly, and Vivian, if you are one of the folks on the phone, you might have to hit star six to unmute yourself. But we'll go ahead and read your questions. The first is, what is qualified immunity, and does Alaska Wrangell Police Department have that?
To answer that question, yes, we do have qualified immunity. And that is a judicial accredited document that shields government officials from being held personally liable for constitutional violations. So an example would be when use of force is used, if it's used within standards, the officer's protected from liability. That's what that would be, doctrine.
The second question is what is Wrangell Police Department doing to address domestic violence in our community?
Well, I just took a phone call a couple days ago from our partnership with the domestic violence shelter that we use. We're trying to come up with a shelter here or a safe home. We have some community groups in the community that are working, that are partners, that domestic violence, they're working through various ways. We don't have a direct program to address direct domestic violence. Since I've been here, we have made domestic violence arrests. So the last six months, going on 7 months, we have made arrests. And we've had successful prosecution on those arrests. So I guess I don't really have a program rolled out for domestic violence at this time.
Okay, so the third question is, how are officers and how often trained to respond to domestic violence calls, and what changes would you like to see?
Well, again, I think it rolls into our in-service program that we want to put in place for continuing educational training. I think it all goes hand in hand on that. So we are hoping to have some new stuff coming out.
Okay, thanks. The next question is from June at KSTK. KSTK, is the police chief and his force part of a union? And is that the same union as the other local city workers, a chapter of the FOP or something else? And go ahead.
Yeah, no, as far as I know, we're not members of a union. The Fraternal Order of Police in some states are simply that, a fraternal order. In other states, they do negotiate union contracts. I don't believe they are in Alaska a union, as in a sense of negotiating contracts, but I could be wrong. I don't think they are, though.
So our police in Wrangell are currently not organized. They are not part of a union.
Correct.
That is the end of the list of people who specifically requested to be heard this evening or have questions asked. And Kim, I know you were going to monitor the chat box. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. So yes, we do have a couple of other people that signed up. Valerie Massey.
Hi, can you guys hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. I would love to show my face, but unfortunately my computer doesn't have a webcam that works, so I will just talk. Kim, I know I spoke with you earlier. I just wanted to make sure, is it all right if I read my whole letter, or is there kind of a time limit?
No, absolutely. You can read it.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and just read everything I wrote. I really appreciate you guys listening, and I'm sorry if it's too long, but I'm just going to dive in. Okay, so good evening, members of City Council and Wrangell Police Department. Thank you for holding this town hall and for allowing me time to share my observations and ideas. Thank you to all of you who work to keep everyone in Wrangell safe in all kinds of ways and who stay open to learning as we try to make it through life together. I truly hope you are all healthy and the same to your family and friends. I have been a full-time Alaska resident for 9 years now, and I do not plan on leaving anytime soon. 7 of those years have been spent as a social worker, quote unquote, which has given me a lot of insight into our Alaska's justice system and the social safety net. I continue to learn daily from people of all backgrounds and all experiences. I've also been in proximity to police officers at different times in different ways, because the backup plan for many of the Alaskans that I have worked with is either juvenile detention or jail. We are both essentially public servants who are expected to work under a set of standards and hold ourselves accountable for how we treat those in our custody, no matter how long that custody lasts. I was once told by an Anchorage police officer, as they were encouraging me to apply, was, "We are just social workers with guns." She said just, but that's a pretty big difference. I have obviously not dealt with the same things that police officers have, but I've dealt with a lot of very high risk and high emotion situations. I've been face to face with distraught, violent, and emotionally, mentally, or developmentally challenged clients. Sometimes I have had support and sometimes not. Sometimes I have been able to separate myself from the client and keep myself and them physically safe, sometimes not. Sometimes backup is a few seconds away, sometimes it's 12 hours away. I'm very aware that each country, state, and community has separate needs, different views of authority, and different values or priorities. Unlike other places in America, many small communities in Alaska actually desire more policing because they do not feel that they have enough, or the ones that they do have are not effective or safe people themselves. Much more of the US is taking a harder look at national and systematic racism than it has before. Obviously, racism in the US is not new. It did not end with slavery, and the efforts to acknowledge and do something about this have been going on for centuries. Of course, policing is just one avenue for possible racism. I don't consider them the same thing. I know some people might see it that way. If Wrangell as a whole is comforted and protected by our officers, then that's great. In many other communities, that is not the case, so they're taking steps to change things. If there are no issues with WPD, then there should not be an issue with double checking or discussing anti-discrimination policies, as other small Alaskan communities have been doing, just as there should be for any type of work that cares for people. Tonight we are discussing the police department, so I'm going to focus on that. And I'm also really just pleased to be here and be listening to what we've been talking about so far. So thank you again for making this possible, everybody. As a resident registered voter, employee and human being in Wrangell, I am asking that WPD's anti-discrimination policies, training, and use of force policies are shared with the public. I also have some other ideas that are not solely my own, but have been put to use in other areas of the state, country, and world. And Chief Redke, I wanted to say thanks for mentioning this as well. My first one is the Coffee with a Cop. I know I've been to it in Anchorage, and I know they've done it in other cities, and you've mentioned it already that you guys have plans to do that. Of course, COVID makes everything a little bit harder, but I was really excited to hear you say that. And I hope that that can somehow work out for us here in Wrangell. The second thing is implicit bias testing. We are all capable of and carry biases that we learn over time, whether we know it or not. This does not make us bad people, but if we deny having them and don't try to face them, they can become something worse. It's a free test, and it could be anyone who wanted it, not just officers. And then hopefully it could just stay anonymous. The third idea I have, and this is the last one, is the 21-day racial equity challenge. This is a tool to grow our individual or community empathy. Like the implicit bias testing, it could be done as a group of officers and whoever else wanted to join. It lasts 21 days, like it says, and each day the activities take a few minutes to an hour. And this is something that I found from my own hometown, which has a lot of similar discussion as Wrangell. I'm almost done, so thanks, everybody. I am relieved that many people in town have a positive relationship with police. At the same time, I hope that anyone who experiences racism in town or anywhere, whether it is via policing, education, financing, employment, housing, etc., can be heard and listened to, and that changes can be approached with care instead of denial or anger. I have been a part of the Candlelight Vigil and Juneteenth Solidarity Walk. Neither one was an attack on WPD. Rather, they were times to grieve lives unnecessarily lost and to celebrate the abolishment of slavery. Both times, we stressed being extra careful in regards to COVID-19. Neither was an accusation of instances of discrimination within the current WPD or an attempt to abolish WPD. Just as prejudice and racism are often nuanced and changed over time, so must the efforts to stop it. It is a community effort, and as Chief Radke stated, WPD is an integral part of it. Not everyone is as lucky to live in as safe a community as Wrangell, and hopefully we can keep it that way for everyone. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Valerie. Chief, did you want to reply to any of those things or just soaking it in at the moment?
Just kind of soaking it in, looking for ideas. And again, Valerie, if you have any particular ideas, feel free to email me or contact me at the PD. I'm more than happy to look at it or talk to you about them and see if they'll work for us.
Thank you. I will definitely email you.
Thank you.
All right, I failed to ask one of the questions that Vivian Prescott submitted. And one of them was, are WPD new hires and other city employees or new hires given a course on introduction to Tlingit culture? If not, would this be something employees and supervisors would be interested in?
I can speak for the PD. We do not offer a course. I was not given a course. I have reached out to Ms. Asher to try to talk to her about if there's a program or something. So I'm open to it, but I don't think there's an ongoing program.
I can also speak for the city. No, city new employees are not provided with an introduction to Tlingit culture, and talking about doing something like that is something I think all of us should be interested in considering. So the last person I have on the list here is DJ McConaughey. DJ, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
We can.
Excellent. Thank you guys for having this tonight. I don't exactly know. I don't really have a speech prepared or anything. It's very off the cuff. But I do want to express my support for the police department. Much like my dad, I have been given several tickets over the years. I felt it necessary to donate to the city's general fund. I never, in any of my interactions with WPD over the years, I have never felt threatened or that they were being racially biased. And this the connotation that racism is within the PD is absolutely ridiculous. Not only did I go from getting tickets to the policeman's dinner, I was able to, years later, go on and actually help. I was employed by the state as a public safety technician, level one, and I spent some time with them, with the state trooper, with Petersburg police, and places all over. And nowhere is there any hint of racism. Southeast and Wrangell specifically, we are not Portland. We are not Seattle. We do not have a Chaz happening right now. You look out the window and out here at 5 Mile, it's a little bit of rain coming down and you see that crystal clear, perfect water out there. We are not the lower 48 and we never will be. And I like the direction that you're taking this, the police department, Chief. And thank you for your hard work and keep it up. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks very much, DJ. Kim, any other folks express an interest in the chat box in speaking?
No, I sent out a message to everybody to see if anybody was interested in making a comment or question, but I haven't seen anything.
Is there anyone else on the line who would like to offer a comment or ask a question?
I would just like to offer one more comment, and that is I always like a little bit of levity, and I feel that this coffee with a cop is a great idea. I will not be buying a cup of coffee for the chief. That could possibly be construed as graft and corruption, but I will more than be happy to accept him by my.
I don't do coffee. I'm a slushy guy. So.
All right.
I don't do donuts either, so.
That was one of your predecessors. I told him on the 4th of July when he was doing the, leading the parade, I asked him, somebody asked him, how come you aren't throwing candy? And he says, we don't do that. I says, well, what about donuts?
There you go.
All right, Don, thanks for that bit of levity. Anyone else on the line that has a comment or a question they'd like to get out in the public? I do want to repeat, we did have a handful of other people who submitted comments and ideas, suggestions. And so, as I indicated earlier, those will be forwarded to the chief, and those that indicated they wanted them sent to the assembly will be sent to them as well.
Lupe Rogers has her hand up, Lisa.
Oh, great. Lupe, go ahead.
Yeah, one more question before, thank you for letting me speak also. How did this meeting to begin anyway? I'm getting lost here. Why was this meeting held again? I appreciate that you guys are holding it, but what sparked this whole meeting to come about?
Lupe, we had a handful of people express an interest in the police and the city taking a look at ourselves in context with those more disturbing issues that were and events that were taking place in the lower 48. And initially, we had scheduled a work session to have a discussion with the assembly, but it became apparent that, and as the chief has indicated, he really wants this interaction between the community and the department. And so we decided it would be a far better venue for us to hold this community town hall meeting rather than just have it in a work session, because with the work session, it's really reserved for the assembly and getting all of you and the rest of the community engaged is what this was all about. So that's how we got to this point.
All right, thank you. I just didn't know if some of the people that were so concerned are even participating tonight. But that being said, I think the chief has great ideas and I'm looking forward to it. Thank you.
Thanks, Lupe. Okay, last call, I guess, for anybody. We're happy to entertain additional questions or comments from anyone that's online. I think I just leave it to the chief then, if you want to put out one more offer to have anyone get in touch with you, chief.
Yeah, anybody with any concerns or any complaints, I encourage you to come forward. I'm pretty much working 7 days a week, but come to the police station. You can give me your number. You can be anonymous. Whatever you got to do for having me get a hold of you, I'm more than willing to meet you day, nighttime, whatever works for you. So I encourage the openness and I appreciate it.
The same holds true for just ideas as well, like we've been talking about tonight.
Correct. Yep.
All right. With that, I'm going to say thank you very much to the community for participating in this and providing all of your feedback. We've taken note of it and we'll certainly take it to heart and use that moving forward. So thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Have a good evening.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks so much.
Bye.